Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Fearless Queens. Thanks so much for listening and your subscriptions and love. We are so grateful that we are growing at God's speed.
Amen, sister. This is Tina.
And I'm Sarah.
And we are so excited about today's show. Do not throw stones in a glass house. What does that even mean? We're going to break it down today for you. We're going to break it down biblically and scripturally, because that's what we do. The word of God in his image in this world today.
Amen. So this, you know, our hot and heavy topic of this week is discernment. So what is discernment? Well, we're going to first start off with the dictionary.
Description of what the dictionary says it is.
Yeah,
and then we're going to break it down and teach you how to learn discernment
from the Lord.
Through God's word.
Yes. So dictionary says the ability to judge well. Perception in the absence of judgment with a view to obtaining spiritual guidance and understanding.
So it says to judge well, but then it says the absence of judgment.
Right.
That's crazy.
So that's in Christian context. So there's two different, what are these called? Definitions.
Yep.
Yeah. The ability to judge well. And then in Christian context, perception in the absence of judgment with a view of obtaining spiritual guidance and understanding. So basically what the Christian context is saying is having the glasses of God to see something for what it is, but not throwing the stone, like you were just saying, because who are we? We are all sinners.
We all fall short.
Yeah. Why are we taking the speck out of our brother's eye when we have a log in our own? That's also what the Bible says.
Yes. I say that to my children.
Right. And, you know, the world's definition, the ability to judge well, meaning, you know, coming to judging with a humble heart, not judging because we're different or because they said something that I didn't like. It's judging them for how do we move beyond what I just heard or what I saw. So
it's kind of like, what's the truth?
Wisdom. Yes.
Right. What's the truth? And then what are you going to do with the truth that you have?
Amen.
Because when you look at someone else and you're like, oh, they may be doing this or they may be doing that, that I don't approve of. Well, hold on a second. Like Sarah always says, when you point your finger at somebody, you're pointing three back at yourself. So why don't you look at all those times that you maybe didn't do something in alignment with scripture or in alignment with what God wants you to do? You can't look at someone else and point your finger at them when you have your own challenges, you have your own life things that you've done that maybe aren't glorified.
Right. And we all don't ever wish that you were somebody else if you didn't want to walk in their shoes. Like, we all come into this world. We are all similar in the sense of we're human beings. We all have life experiences, but all of those life experiences shape us into our individual selves. So who are we to know what somebody else has gone through and why they act the way that they do? Because we are not them. We haven't had the exact same life. We might have done similar things, but we are, none of us are the exact same. And that is, God created us to not be the exact same, but he created us to do life together, to connect, because we need it.
Yeah, that's how we learn and that's how we grow. Like, if everyone was the same, we would all be robots. If we didn't have free will and we just did what everyone else did, then it would be robots roaming around, and it wouldn't be, you wouldn't experience love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness, which is the fruits of the spirit, because you're
gentleness and self-control. I got to throw those in there because I'm all about God. Strengthen my self-control, my godly self-control.
Of course I would forget gentleness, because that's the word that God is giving me to learn. And one thing you will experience when you are given a word or you are trying to learn something, it doesn't just show up automatically. Like, you will be put in situations to learn. Specifically today, we are being put in situations in real time to learn discernment. And it's interesting, because when you don't know, then you don't know what's going on. But then once you know,
what are we going to do about it?
And you're receiving it. You have to actively make that choice in real time to basically have this aerial view of everything that you have prayed for, and you're watching it happen. And what are you going to do with it?
Right. Amen. Tina, can you give us what the Bible says? Because we're always taking things back to Scripture.
Absolutely.
We are these fearless queens in Christ.
The greatest handbook of all time. And here's the thing. You will hear story after story after story from the Bible, and you can break it down and be like, oh, that's happening in the world today. That's being experienced today. Like, we're learning this today. And they learned it 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, 6,000 years ago. So we always have to go back to the greatest handbook of all time, because they understand. Like, we're not that different from them.
We're not at all. It's a living, breathing book. It's God's word, and it's alive and well today.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, we talked at the beginning, we said, you know, don't throw stones in a glass house. And it, like, scripturally, the woman was being picked on because she sinned. And so everyone is thinking, like, this woman did this. We're going to catch her. We're going to figure out what happened. And then what does Jesus write in the rock below? Like, let he who is without sin cast the first stone, and everybody walked away. So when we say don't throw stones in a glass house, like, first assess your life and then go ahead and judge other people. And by that point, once you assess your life, you're like, ooh, I'm not going to judge anyone else, because with that same judgment, I will be judged. Anyways, going back to learning discernment. So the scripture that we found, and literally this is all we did. We looked on the Bible app for discernment, and this is the one that stood out for us. So it's literally that simple to associate the Bible to your life situation. So just side note, Philippians 1:9, and I pray this, that your love will keep on growing in knowledge and every kind of discernment, so that you may approve the things that are superior and may be pure and blameless in the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. There's a lot in that scripture.
There is. What stood out to me is righteousness, because we are called to be righteous people. We are sinners first and foremost, but we're covered by the blood when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So every sin that we have done, will do, are doing, grace, forgiveness, and mercy are all wrapped in that blood, because God sent his one and only son to die for every one of our sins. The ones that we've already committed, the ones that he knows we are going to be committing, and the ones that we are in the midst of, and we might not even know it.
And I'm glad that you said righteousness, because that stood out, because I think people hear righteous and they think, like, the first thing that goes to mind is people are going to think self-righteous. And let's just break down real quickly self-righteous and God-righteousness.
Amen. Jesus was a leader. He is the greatest leader of all time. And he came to the world to save it, and he washed feet for a living, meaning that when he died on the cross for our sins, there was 12 disciples. So he had 12 very close followers who were with him during his time on earth that he was teaching. And one of them betrayed him. And he, at the end of his time on earth, before he was going to be crucified, washed every single one of their feet, knowing which one was going to betray him and turn their back towards him for money, and sent him off to his enemies. But Jesus, he came here for the betrayer, the haters, the ones that were following him, everybody. I mean, his own people essentially crucified him, mm-hmm. You know, the Jews. And it has everything to do with what would Jesus do, mm-hmm. in every situation, in every circumstance in our lives. How are we treating the other person who isn't treating us so well? Mm. It's easy to love people who love you back. How do we love people that are hard to love? Whoever walks through that door when you're at work, or that you're talking on the phone with, customer service, I mean, fill in the blank. We are surrounded by people every single second of every single day. How are we treating one another? Because we don't know what kind of news they just got before they came encounter with us. We have no idea what they're going through that second of the day. And that is why we are supposed to be joyous and kind and loving. And we're all imperfect. All of us have a poopy day sometimes. But it's the overall how we carry ourselves on a day-to-day basis. And God is love. Jesus came here to love all the sinners, the ones that, and what Tina was saying about the woman, that was going to be stoned. Everybody was like, what are we going to do about this girl? She just committed adultery. The Bible says to stone her for her sin. Well, and then there they are pointing one finger at her and three are pointing back at them, because everybody else, no, they might not have been caught in the act of adultery, but how many of them have done something, lied, cheated, stolen, you name it. Just because they weren't caught in it doesn't mean that they haven't done something worse or just as bad as that. So who are we to judge? And that is why discernment is so vital.
And I think that, like, self-righteous is those people who are pointing the finger at her, and God-righteous is Jesus writing in the rocks, like, let he who is without sin, like, God is what is filled with, like, you're the fruits of the Spirit, and self is what the world tells us is important.
Amen. God is the one and only judge. When we all leave this earth, it's not going to be our family, it's not going to be our significant other, it's not going to be anybody on the face of the earth saying, oh, this is what you did and blah, blah, blah. The only person we're going to is God. And he's either going to, I mean, basically one of two things. Well done, my good and faithful servant.
Yep.
Or get away from me, I never knew you.
Oof.
Which is super scary. We will touch on that a different day. However, bringing it back to the self-righteous and righteous, God gives us discernment to make decisions wisely on earth.
Yep.
So judging according to his, bringing everything back to the Bible, bringing everything back to his perception of humankind.
Yep.
And that is not easy. That's why it's a second by second daily practice.
Yep.
And being in the Word is so important, because how are we to put on the helmet of righteousness if we don't know what God says about righteousness? It's not, oh, look at me, I'm better than somebody else. It's like, no, look at that person and how, where I was, that I am no longer judging them for something that they're doing, because I used to do the same thing.
Well, and it's interesting. It's the helmet of salvation.
Oh,
it's
thanks, sister.
Well, it's the breastplate of righteousness, okay, which is interesting because the breastplate covers your heart.
Ooh.
So are you putting righteousness on your heart, God righteousness, to look out and really filter everything through the heart before it comes out of the mouth? Like, that's just crazy. I'm glad you made that little, you know, God mistake, so I could really realize that in that moment. Like, it's our heart.
It is our
God
heart.
God is after our heart. God was after, you know, David was a man after God's own heart. Like, but David had to learn discernment too on many situations.
And David is not perfect. He committed adultery. He killed somebody.
Nope.
And the Bible says, just like Tina said, David is a man of God's own heart. And only God really knows what that means. But he's saying that we are all created in his image. We are not perfect human beings. Only God is perfect.
Yep.
Like, point blank. We live in a fallen world. We are living in the devil's playground, and we are called to bring heaven here on earth. And
we have to learn discernment in that process.
We do.
So we're going to share with you a little bit about our own personal experiences of what discernment looks like to us and how we've learned. I mean, think of it as something as simple as you are in a, you know, a new job, a new town, a new whatever, a new relationship. And that's where we want discernment. We want to learn, is this the right job for me? Is this the right relationship for me? Is this the right friendship? Am I choosing the right school for my kids? Is this the right daycare for my doggy? Like, whatever it is. Like,
is this the right human being I'm supposed to be marrying?
Yeah, exactly. And so we all want discernment, but what it takes to get there is a little more challenging than I think we realize, because in order to learn something, you have to learn the good and the bad. You have to go to the highs and the lows, because you need to see and feel the visible difference between the right and the wrong according to God's word, according to God's, you know, plan for your life. And so just a little bit about that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to learn, okay, this is a good situation. This is where I'm feeling the discernment of God. And this is a situation I'm kind of questioning a little bit. I'm wondering, like, am I supposed to be here? Am I supposed to be doing this? Is this what God is calling me to do?
Let's just take our podcast, for example. There has been so many times when we first started this, we're like, we think God wants us to do this. And then doors were opening. We had a studio somewhere else. And then, I mean, just point blank, Tina and I were being spiritually attacked left and right, meaning I was filled with anxiety, fear, and I had no idea why. Like, the days that we were supposed to record and had it on the calendar to do this, and why at the beginning it was so inconsistent, as I physically couldn't get out of bed because I'm just, honestly, who am I? I have nothing to say. What am I doing here? And that's what the enemy was saying mm-hmm. to me. And I needed discernment. I needed God to honestly slap me across the face and be like, this is what I have for you. This is what I'm calling you to do. It has nothing to do with you and Tina. It has everything to do with being vessels, nothing special, and glorifying my name, because through the podcast, you are going after the one.
I don't think God would slap you.
You know, but like metaphorically,
I think he would take you through situations that would feel like a slap in the face.
He kept slapping me in the sense of like people would come up to me or to Tina and say, well, thank you so much for the podcast. Like, we love the podcast. Just confirmation that we were doing the right thing. And yep. I needed to get over myself and my fear, because fear is not from the Lord.
Yeah.
We are only to fear God in the sense of like an awe and reverence of who he is. And our human brains can't even grasp how wide and how vast and how deep his love is for us and what he's done for us. But the fear of Satan is, you're not good enough. You can't do this. Who do you think you are? And that's the kind of fear I was debilitated by until God started to change the way I was looking at this podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. And how crazy, and I knew this, but it hit me again, how crazy that we're learning to be fearless, but we named the podcast before we even knew what was happening.
Amen. Because we're called to be fearless. That doesn't mean we don't have fear. And we've talked about it a couple times, yeah. But you know, it's fearless queens because we are the children, the daughters of the Most High God. We are created for such a time as this.
Absolutely.
Who are we to not follow through? I don't want to be the person that God says, get away from me. I never knew you, or you used your gifts in a way that did not glorify me. This has everything to do with him. This has nothing to do with Tina and Sarah.
No, and that we need to make that super, super clear. We are literally just answering God's call on our lives to bring people to Jesus Christ through the love of Christ, of a relationship with Jesus, not a religion. We've talked about this many, many conversations with many different podcasts. And so this specifically, discernment, I think that's a great example of discernment. And I think you also, in that journey of like, you know, being fearful, as we'll use that word, you were praying that whole time.
I was.
You were like, we were praying for the armor of God to like cover us in this journey. And I also know that as we started to grow, and I'll speak for myself, you can agree with this or not, but like as we were starting to grow, I felt a little bit of ego creeping in. Mm. I felt a little bit of like, better than, and not, it wasn't big, but it was enough for me to hear that discernment saying, what are you doing this for? Why are you here? And we actually took time off.
We did.
And we were not even sure if we were going to start back up again. It was the end of the last season was scary because I was like, I don't know if we're even going to be friends.
Wow.
Remember?
I didn't know that.
Because we were going through some challenges and there was some, you were thinking this and I was thinking that. And then I was probably being a little mama bear, too mama bear, not like sisters in Christ. And so there was just challenges. And so these thoughts entered my mind. And then we took it to God. We took it. We even like went, and this is discernment. Thank you, Jesus. We even went to friends that we confided in to hear their perspective. And here's the thing, you guys, you can go to your friends that you trust and you can get their perspective, but at the end of the day, you need to take whatever they say back to God.
Amen.
You need
and
to take whatever
discerning.
Anybody says about anybody and take it back to God and let him work it out. Let him answer the question. And it doesn't just, you know, some people hear God's voice. A lot of times I hear God's voice. But sometimes I also want to hear like actual validation from someone else.
And God does speak through people.
Yes. Yes.
And it doesn't have to be a godly human being. Like sometimes God just uses other people's, like
our
whatever
children,
they're saying. Yeah.
Who may not even know what they're saying.
Yeah, that or unbelievers, and you're like, wait, you would never even know, and you just said that out of your mouth. Like, God's in every single detail. Nothing happens for nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, and the end of the last season, you know, and then we went to prayer, we talked to God, like, we did so many things, and we kept going back to, is this what you want? Is this for your glory? And now starting this second season, we're like, it's so clear we're doing it for God and not for ourselves.
Amen. He made it abundantly clear. He gave us a new studio. He gave us a way to be able to edit the podcast because we were losing our editor at the end of season two. And all I kept hearing was consistency. Because consistency plus action equals results. We do have an episode on that too. And we were not being that. And how are we to grow anything if we're not consistent in it? So all to say, imperfect people, but those are what we needed to know that this was of God.
And we needed to discern that this podcast was for God and not for us, not for our glory.
And thank God that, you know, I just want to touch on what you said about ego, because how humble is it of you to say that and know that about yourself, because you can't change something that you're not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say, because I personally never felt that from you at all. And I was like so timid in the sense of like, who am I to even think that I can do something like this? So it's just interesting the perspectives that we had on.
And that's funny because all I saw in you was confidence.
Oh, sister. I am living on the fact. Thank you, Pastor Jerry Flowers. Just a vessel, nothing special. Keep me at your feet, Lord. That is a prayer I pray every single day.
Your will be done.
Amen. On earth as it is in heaven. Your will, not mine. And another part of discernment is one of our mentors, she's taught us this prayer. And it's like, Lord, give me a deaf ear for whatever you don't want me to hear. Don't even let me hear it.
Yeah.
I don't want to know if I'm not meant to know. Don't let me be around gossip. Don't let me be around negativity and anything that's not going to glorify you. Give me a deaf ear for.
Well, and that is an amazing prayer. And know that like sometimes in order to learn, we have to be put in the middle.
We do.
And make a choice. If we're put in the middle of this person saying, someone saying something about a person that you maybe like or care about or have a friendship with, give me the information and let me discern what's truth.
Right.
Let me take it to God and discern what is truth. Because I think as we grow, as Sarah and I and this podcast grows, we're asked to speak more and we're asked to be around more people and help more people in that, it can go so many different directions. You know, one of my beautiful mentors said, like, because Sarah and I are, well, she was speaking about me, but obviously Sarah and I are like, we're the fearless queen. So there's a lot of similarities. Even our attire today matches. But even our brush is the same color. But anyways.
Yeah, we are the same person.
So she
basically
was saying how you're joyful, people love being around you, you're a light, and that could go one of two ways. That could go two ways, three ways, four ways, but specifically, it could go the way of people could use that to their advantage because we say yes to God, because we do what we're called to do. So we have to really sit back and learn the discernment of, yes, this is God's work. Yes, we're sharing the gospel. Yes, do we need to say yes to everything? Do we need to say yes to this? Do we need to say yes to that? Like, we need to learn discernment. And I'm so grateful. Like, she had to tell me what was on her heart. And she even wrestled with it. She's like, I don't know if I should tell you. I don't know if I should say this. Like, I don't know. And then finally I said to her, I said, I'm glad, number one, that you wrestled with it. You didn't just come to me and give me this information. So you wrestled with it, which tells me you went to God.
Amen.
And then you come to me and you share with me not only that you wrestled with it, but this is what I'm receiving. And now at that point, I hear it. And what am I going to do with it? Right. You don't know what you don't know. And then once you know,
what are you going to do about it?
And so now what am I going to do with this information? Am I going to be like, oh,
you filter it through God's lens. And what going back to the deaf ear part is, God, protect me and filter through what you want me to hear and whatever is going to amplify or help me in this situation that you've put me in. Tina's over here dying. It's okay. All is good. You're Gucci, sister. She's back.
So I just think it's great that I'm learning discernment, and I ask God daily, your will, not mine, your words, I literally will pray everything. I want the body you want me to have. I want the hair you want me to have. Like, my eyes are what you want. Like, everything is for you. And then part of it too is waiting for him to give you a response, be it a person, be it a situation, be it a challenge. And then in that journey, like, you're learning discernment.
Right. Because when you pray, God, please give me discernment, God is building that muscle of discernment in you by giving you situations, by giving you words.
People.
Yeah. All of the above to help strengthen that muscle in you, because all the fruits of the Spirit are small. You have them as soon as you accept Jesus Christ into your heart, mm-hmm. but then they need to be grown. And the Bible tells us to judge by people's fruits,
yep.
meaning, are they growing joy? Are they growing self-control? Are they growing gentleness, kindness, goodness, peace? All of those. Or is it the lack of, and the fruits of the world, essentially, yep. of bitterness, jealousy, you know, all the not great things.
Well, you know,
that the world is here left and right.
Yeah, and it will forever be here to distract you. And so I, you know, as I'm learning this, you know, gift of discernment, and I ask the Lord, you know, I ask the Lord continually to share this with me and give me situations. And I was hearing, like, as I'm walking with Jesus, and this, I'm just being vulnerable here for a minute, because this is something that I've had to work through, and I think I've kind of come out on the other side of it. But I would, and this is, Sarah knows this, she's talked me down off the ledge a few times at this one, but like, I'd be like, okay, if they're Christians, then why are they doing this? Mm. Like, if they're leading people to Christ, how are they doing this or that? And I don't want to put a label on what specifically is, pick a sin, and how am I observing them do it, right? And this goes to throwing stones in a glass house and discernment and all the other things. You can find a lot of lessons in this.
And the speck in somebody else's eye when you're trying, when you have a log in your own.
And yes, exactly. And so finally, I was at an event this weekend, a GLOW, which is a group of women that just fervently pray amazingly. It's insane. So awesome. And one of the things the woman said, and I felt like she was looking at me, and of course you talk to other people and they think, oh, you're looking at me. You're looking at me. So I just think that's kind of cute. Like, we think it's about us. It's not about us. It's about God and what he's doing through everybody in this world. But one thing she said was, you cannot be distracted by those things. You can't be distracted by drinking, drugs, sexual immorality, or shopping, or whatever.
Fill in the blank.
Lust. Fill in the blank. You can't be distracted by this while you are doing what God has put on your heart to do. That may be, there are plenty of, this is her words, I'm, whatever, it is
what
it is.
We're paraphrasing here.
Yes, paraphrasing. But she said, you can't do, like, other people, other Christians can have a drink, can have a glass of wine. Now, we're not talking about drunkenness. We're talking about a glass of wine. And they are fine. That is their calling. That is not your calling. Worry about your path. Stay on your path. Let them be who God created them to be.
And let the Holy Spirit convict them for whatever and however they are walking.
Yes.
And thank you, Jesus, that the Holy Spirit doesn't convict us all for the same sin and for every sin at the same time, because that would be way too much.
Absolutely.
Way too much.
And in that moment, I had discernment. Oh, this is my journey. This is my race. This is what God wants for me. And in order to do what God wants for me, I need to be clean.
Same.
In my heart, I need to be clean with the words that come out of my mouth, the things I drink, the things I look at, the things I hear.
Amen. And that's exactly, I had to look up the scripture because we kept talking about it so much. Luke chapter 6, verse 41 says, why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice or consider the log that is in your own eye? So exactly what Tina's talking about here is, you're you know, in quotations, you're a Christian. Why are you doing X, Y, and Z? Well, who are we to judge them? Because at one point, we were doing this, that, and the other. And thank you, God, that we don't live by our past mistakes, and you've forgiven us from everything. So people will try to drag our past into the present, But they will know us by how we love and how we carry ourselves on a day-to-day basis. We are renewed every single day by the grace and glory of God. Every morning there is joy and there is a new beginning. Tina's shirt literally says, "In Christ, you're a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come." Meaning, you know, I wouldn't want somebody to judge me for who I was 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want somebody to judge me of who I was yesterday, because I'm not the same person I was yesterday as I am today. So why would I judge somebody else based on what they did 3 years ago, 10 years ago, or yesterday? God's working every single second of every single day. We don't know what he's doing in other people's lives and hearts. And that's why the Bible tells us that Jesus is the only one who knows what is going on in somebody else's heart. So we have no idea what he's doing in somebody's life to change from the inside out.
Well, and it's important to realize, so Sarah and I are both involved in a lot of different communities serving Christ. And one thing to remember is that people serving Christ are still human beings. They are still fall short of the glory of God. So I think sometimes we put Christians on this pedestal thinking they have to behave a certain way. I've done it. I know I've done it. But it's important to remember that they are there and they have their own purpose, and it's not up to us to look at them and be like, well, this person said this, she shouldn't have, and this person did this and she shouldn't have. It's up to us to have this aerial view and, number one, pray for people. Like, pray for people. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Isn't that what Jesus Christ said when he was going to be
crucified?
Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And there are so many people in the Bible who they think they're going the right way, but they're not. They're following what everyone else is doing. And so I look at all these different things we're involved in and all these different communities, and part of me sees things and my heart hurts, and part of me sees things and my heart is filled with joy, and part of me sees things and I question why I'm on this earth. I don't really question anymore. I'm here as part of the Great Commission. However, these thoughts come into my heart and my mind, and I have to discern what is truth, what is God, and
the ability to judge wisely.
And that's exactly it. And it doesn't come from a place of, again, pointing the finger. I know I feel like I'm beating a dead horse here, but that's how true it is. Like, you cannot look at someone else and think you know their experience and their life and every single thing they've ever been through and what and how they're feeling, exactly why they're feeling how they're feeling.
And why they acted the way they acted and what they're doing in this second and what they did 50 years ago or 20 years ago, whatever. Like, forgive them. We are called to forgive, not just one time, not just seven times, but 77,000 bajillion times, because God forgives us every single second of every single day.
Yes.
And we are called to be more like Christ.
So to discern, what I think is important, if you want that gift, if you want to carry it with you and you want to live in a, like, let me just share a quick little story. I have asked the Lord to share discernment, but also, like, I don't want to be involved in the judgment and the gossip. That was part of my life for so long. So what is God doing to teach me discernment and take me away from gossip? He puts me into a situation where we are learning it. What's wrong?
Nothing. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm praying this is recording.
Okay. Challenges come up. But how crazy that he takes me into a situation and has multiple people share multiple stories about multiple people that I know right now in my life. So now I have to look above and pray to God and say, God, your will be done. You show me truth and what's real and release everything else, but continue to love each one as a child of God.
Amen. Amen. So when you pray for discernment, you're going to get people, you're going to get places and things that are going to help grow that muscle in you.
Yep. So, and it's not about the people.
It's not.
Like, you can't, like, I plead and I want to impress upon you, it's not about the people. It's what God is doing through you. They are just another vessel.
It is. And it's never about that person or human being, because it's always, we live in the natural, but there's a spiritual realm happening. So it has to happen in the spiritual before it happens in the natural. So it's not the person that you have a conflict or an issue with. It's the spirit behind that, the spirit of division, the spirit of fill in the blank that is not of God, that is trying to do away with what God is doing for his goodness and for his glory. Like, we are battling principalities. We are not battling one another.
Flesh and blood. Literally flesh and blood. We don't take our flesh and our blood with us to heaven.
No, we're just clay. We are literally just molds of clay. And we're all different kinds of clay. Some are white chocolate. Some are dark chocolate. Some are milk chocolate. Some are caramel chocolate. Like, we
born
are
born from Adam.
Right. We are dirt. We are nothing. And one day these bodies are going back to dust, and we are souls. We are human beings having a, I'm sorry, we are spiritual beings having a human experience.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We are, thank you, God, we are able to feel so much peace, love, joy, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, self-control,
and the only
sorrow.
Right.
All the good. We wouldn't know good if we didn't know bad. Yep. We live in a world of polarity. We wouldn't know hot if we didn't know cold. We wouldn't know peace without that in the unpeace. I don't know a word for that.
Anxiousness?
Yes, there you go. Like, unsettled. All of that. You know, yes, no, hot, cold, in, out, up, down, you name it. That's what we wouldn't know any of that if we didn't go through the bad.
And
basically,
and it's only bad because we've labeled it bad. When you can be in the midst of the fire, you can be in the fire as, who was in the fire?
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yes, in the fire, but feeling the peace of Jesus Christ. Like, that might be a parable, but like, think about the truth that.
Yeah, it's a real story. There was three people going into a fire. Read your Bible, because we're paraphrasing this very much so. But they were thrown into the hot furnace, and that, but then God showed up, and he was the fourth man in the fire. He's always with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He is for you.
Yep.
And he has a plan and purpose for your life. And it's all about the way you perceive. Your perception is everything. One person can look at rain and be like, oh, it's such a horrible day outside, it's raining. And somebody else can be like, wow, look at the rain that is growing the flowers, and that is here to water the earth. And because we wouldn't enjoy the sunny days if we didn't have the cloudy days.
Absolutely. If there was too much sun, the ground would dry up and we wouldn't have food.
Amen.
Wow.
Farmer's wife over there. There it is.
That's a lot of information. That's funny. We were doing Just Dance last night, and Jeffrey picked Gangnam Style for Nate, and he literally looked like he was doing Cotton Eye Joe.
I love that.
Okay, as we wrap it up, you guys, thank you so much for listening today. I really hope we gave you tools to go out into the world and learn discernment. I really hope that you enjoyed this. And if you did, please review. 5 stars are the best, because then more people will hear what we have in the world. And remember, this is not us who lives, but it's Jesus who lives in us. And it's his word we're getting out into the world. So you're reviewing Jesus when you're reviewing us. I hope it's a 5-star.
Amen. Share it with a friend. Yep. Subscribe to our channel. And just thank you so much for your time. It is our most precious commodity. We pray not to waste it. And for you to spend a little part of your day with us means everything. So we love you. We're praying for you. And until next time, Fearless Queens.
Bye.